Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a former WWE star shockingly debuts on AEW Dynamite.
Who was the Joker opponent for Britt Baker in the Owen Hart Cup on Dynamite last night?
Is one of AEW's top stars injured after a freak accident during the Rampage tapings?
And how the WWE roster really feels about Sasha Banks and Naomi. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Right. I guess the third story today could be taken as a spoiler, so if you want to avoid maybe specific Rampage things, maybe fast forward to
that. We put timestamps in the description for a reason.
Exactly. So just a fair warning in case you interpret it as such, because it's a pre-taped show, obviously.
Right. What? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right, we're going to kick things off by talking about the Jokers, baby.
The Jokers, baby.
Two Jokers last night, and we got the first one in the very first match on Dynamite. Samoa Joe came out for his match in the Owen Hart Foundation Tournament, the Owen Hart Cup, the Owen, whatever you want to call it. Standing there, what name pops up on the screen? Johnny Elite!
Hey!
Johnny Elite, and you know who likes to mess around with his surname a lot when he's working for companies that aren't WWE? It's the former John Morrison, of course. John Hennigan. What else has he done? Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact, Johnny Caballero, I think he's been doing recently. Johnny Superstar. He messes around with his name, but we're calling him Johnny Elite. Johnny Dynamite would have been cool, wouldn't it?
Oh.
That would have been cool. Anyway, imagine if he was on Dark Elevation. Johnny Dark Elevation. Johnny YouTube. Like, hey, listen, we're going out of control here.
I think there was a toilet in the pub I went to the other night that was offering Johnny Dynamite, but there might be something out different.
Good grief. He came up, he wrestled Samoa Joe, they had the match, and he lost. He was eliminated in the first round. Samoa Joe found a way to use a muscle buster. He'd worked for it earlier on, but there were some counters. Johnny showed off some of his flippy-dippy-doos
that
he is known for, of course. Didn't really enjoy the match, myself, personally. Like, I don't know, it felt a little clunky.
Mm-hmm, that's
felt
fair.
Like, felt like maybe they didn't have the greatest deal of chemistry. Like, there was a moment early on where it looked like Joe was going for a lockup. And Johnny just threw the elbow straight in his face. And I was like, oh, was that planned? I'm not sure about this. But yeah, the way it played out, it wasn't the smoothest thing in the world. But he was quite over.
Oh, yeah.
Because people like the guy and he's good at his job. But yeah, there you go. No word on whether or not he's been signed. No word on whether or not he will be used again. We don't know. He lost, of course. So not having a deep tournament run, obviously. But yeah, there you go. John Morrison. Johnny Nitro. John.
Yes, not
John
a name.
Valkyrie.
Not a name we mentioned on the AEW Dynamite preview for our predictions yesterday. Thankfully, I didn't make a prediction because if I did, it would have been the correct one, so I'd never get it wrong. But yeah, great to see him in AEW. No word, as you mentioned, that he's, you know, all elite or anything like that. I think a lot of people anticipated that if it wasn't going to be a Cesaro, for example, this may just be a one and done. And you can sort of see the way they're going with Samoa Joe. He got attacked afterwards, of course. Was it a lead pipe? I think they used on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And
those scamps.
Yeah.
Jay Lethal, Sanjay Dutt.
Who's he got in the semi? It's Kyle O'Reilly.
That's right.
Yeah. I thought that for a split second.
Did you almost call him Sammy Joe?
No, I was just trying to.
Sammy.
I just thought. Oh, who's the one person you wouldn't want to face if you're carrying a shoulder injury?
Yeah. It's good.
The guy who tortured Ray Phoenix on Dynamite last night. Really enjoyed
that match,
by the way.
Trapped his arm and tapped him out as well.
Yeah.
Like, straight away. So there you go.
That was a great match, by the way, Phoenix and O'Reilly. In terms of the women's Joker, baby, it was Britt Baker who was going to face this mystery opponent. And it was revealed to be the deity of shiz. Yep. Maki Ito.
Is that what she called herself that time? Yeah.
But the only thing I'm going to say, because I'm not going to get in trouble with Adam Nicholas for effing and jeffing on this for once. Yeah, Maki Ito was a dead joker in the women's Owen Hart tournament. And she lost as well.
Yeah.
Really enjoyable match, though, with Britt Baker. There was a bit in it early on where she literally just laid down, and because they've got a relationship, her and Britt Baker. Britt Baker went to pin her and she immediately rolled her up.
Yeah, and then stood up and went like that in her face.
So, number one.
That was funny.
Yeah. She the ones, baby.
We the ones.
What was it that, they kept saying on commentary? Her inhumanly strong skull was put over, and she did the thing which
everyone... The Kokeshi.
Is that what it's called?
The Kokeshi.
I love that. But yeah, great to see her back in AEW. She's obviously a familiar face from Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling. I think that they mentioned on commentary she'd wrestled and then literally got on a flight to America for this. Hopefully we see more of her again. And there was a lovely photo backstage you may have seen doing the rounds with her and Hookhausen.
Very over, very nice, very Ito.
Very, very that, sweary by the looks of things.
Yeah, this was a good time. You can see the direction they've gone with these jokers, baby. And they clearly wanted to bring in people that they could beat, right? Which means that doing a Claudio, a Cesaro, wouldn't have been optimal because you don't want a guy like that to come in and immediately lose. So, hey, look.
And I don't like them. They haven't really done this completely, but I don't like the precedent of whoever the Joker is probably just going to come in and win the whole thing, whether it be the casino battle royal thing or this. And yeah, they've broken that mold on several occasions, which is good for me.
Yeah, for sure. It's good to subvert expectations. And I love Maki Ito. I think she rules. The character has obviously been extremely well defined for a long, long time, but she's been putting it together a lot over the past year in the ring in Japan as well. I know she's not been in AEW since like March 2021 kind of time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, she had a fun match here with Britt. I think all of her character stuff is just a riot. I get why it isn't for everyone, but I will say that the people who are in that isn't for everyone group, you are objectively wrong, and I will fight you.
What was it you tweeted? I thought your tweet was very accurate about Maki Ito.
I can't remember the last time I watched her and didn't think at the very least that was fun.
Yeah.
She's a good time. I enjoy her.
Lighten up, you boring bastards.
Headbutt. Anyway, right, Bryan Danielson.
Oh, God.
He might be injured. The video of this was weird. So basically, you know, they tape Rampage after Dynamite.
Spoiler alert.
Yep, there you go. The match on Rampage was Danielson and Jon Moxley versus Matt Sydal and Dante Martin. That was set up on Dynamite in one of those things where it moves at a million miles an hour. And you're like, what?
Gotta be honest, I hated it. I hate the way they set it up there. This whole thing with Blackpool Combat Club shoving him. And then they went... Oh, Matt Sydal and Dante Martin, like that was suddenly
it was
a thing.
Seriously
rubbish,
crammed,
that.
Wasn't it? Seriously, seriously crammed. But they had the match. I won't tell you the outcome in case you're going to watch the show. Bryan Danielson, in a post-match angle, got his leg trapped between the ring and the ramp. And I thought this was kind of interesting because I was sitting there watching Dynamite last night, and at one point Tony Schiavone made a point about the configuration in that specific arena being the ramp and the ring and stuff, and then a minute later I go on Twitter and see that this has happened to Bryan Danielson. It's a total freak thing to happen, really, isn't it? But there's an account here from Nick Swanson, at Nick J. Swanson on Twitter, who is presumably in the building, and says, scary moment at the taping as Bryan Danielson's leg got stuck between the ring and the ramp and he was trapped for over 10 minutes after the show ended. Yeah, and there's a video doing the rounds here. It's attached and Danielson looks to be in pain. I'm not sure if he's actually in pain or if he's just selling because he's a pro.
You never know with him.
You really don't. He's great. Another tweet here, Nick followed up a while afterwards saying Danielson did walk out on his, he was able to walk out, that's good. But he was being helped by AEW staff but shoved them away, and he was visibly frustrated and upset. He walked to the back on his own, however he had a bad limp. So we're still waiting on news on whether or not he's actually injured, but this was a pretty freaky thing. And 10 minutes to get him out of there, man. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, just like you say, I saw this report, saw what had gone down, and just thought, what?
Yeah.
And then watched it and thought, ugh, and then read 10 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know, I have no idea, how tight the gap is, the process of how this occurs and all of that stuff. But how does it take 10 minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's a reason. I don't want to, completely trash the medics and stuff.
No.
It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not shooting on professionals.
No, and it's also interesting, you should mention on Dynamite, they developed the storyline surrounding Blackpool Combat Club and Kingston, Santana and Ortiz and the Jericho Appreciation Society to set up this mad 5-on-5, not Stadium Stampede. That Moxley's not doing any of that bollocks.
What did he say? I'm not doing that. Very, very good.
But they have set up that match, so fingers crossed Brian Danielson's all right, because that's in what? Double or Nothing's in...
some week and a half.
10 days! Almost 9 days away. That tomorrow will be 9 days.
Yeah, Tony. You push that button on the...
missed that.
You get one of them for news.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Right, should we conclude by talking about Sasha and Naomi? The story keeps going.
Here we go, baby.
So, right, obviously, if you're unaware about this, that rock you've been under has been nice. Because they walked out of Monday Night Raw, they left their tag team championships behind, WWE painted them as taking their ball and going home, because that's what WWE will do. A lot more people were more understanding, ourselves included, that, yeah, they've been booked pretty terribly and they hated the booking and there's maybe even some contractual stuff and what have you. Now, yesterday, was it? We reported that aside from the people you may have seen on social media, your Dax Harwood, your Haley? Who's that?
Haley Williams.
Haley and Bailey.
Haley Williams Paramore's, has had enough.
Paramore's Haley Williams and Bailey are in support of Sasha and Naomi. And then we said the majority of the locker room actually don't really support them.
Yeah.
That has been counteracted somewhat by a report from Fightful. It's, no crap, just sat.
It's a much more detailed and nuanced report.
Exactly.
I appreciate that a lot.
And he says that numerous people within WWE are in fact sympathetic to the women's tag team champions. Despite this, the majority opinion is that while creative frustrations and leaving the show are both fine, walking out during a broadcast is not.
Yeah, well, where you're in a planned segment.
Exactly. Yeah.
I get it.
It's all over the place, basically. Yeah. WWE issued that one-sided statement, and there's a source saying that despite the fact that that was designed to sort of pit talent against each other, the effectiveness, I'm not so sure, to be perfectly honest. Look, this is a really tough situation, Andy, because I think even, you know, wrestling fans are divided on this. Now, some are more tribal than others and just going to throw rocks regardless. But it's fascinating to know what's going on backstage with regards to this. So, in summary, to boil it down to its most basic thing, some people support them, some people don't, and other people support them to the extent of being pissed off with creative, but don't support them leaving the show and making them having to change the, what was it, a six-man to a six-woman to a singles match, which admittedly was brilliant. So.
It's a really tricky situation.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's the nature of everything in 2022 to immediately go all the way to one side and then not see anything from the other when it comes to like wrestling stuff in particular, because everyone is so like deeply invested in certain arguments and stuff. For me, I'm 99% of the time pro-worker in situations
100%.
Like this.
I don't know why I just said 100%. Why did you say 99%?
Screw that one.
I say it changed that. I agree. There we go.
Screw that 1%. It's like,
we the 1%.
And I think critical to this is that, like, The people who know what happened in that room between Vince McMahon, Sasha Banks, and Naomi are Vince McMahon, Sasha Banks, and Naomi. I want to hear from Sasha Banks and Naomi above all else.
Agreed,
Great reporting here across the board from Fightful, who's been on it.
No crap.
As always, just sad. And he does note that the accounts here shouldn't be taken as like an aggregation of every single person in the locker room, as is often the case. Again, I just want the best for the wrestlers. There we go.
And this is a story that is not over. It will run and run. We'll no doubt talk about it tomorrow and almost inevitably next week. And Monday Night Raw is going to be very interesting.
Yep.
I suppose technically they're tag champs. They could be on SmackDown.
Yeah, could be.
We'll let you know.
Set up
as
their
hear
next
about.
Blockbuster tag team title feud against two members of the crowd at this rate. They don't care about that division, WWE, do they?
So. Well, they had two opponents that were going to be in that six woman, and then inexplicably they were going to plan to have Naomi pin Sasha, apparently. Anyway, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At What Culture WWE, first question today comes from Pranav, who says, Pranav, at Poisoned Wit on Twitter. I was watching Wardlow's entrance on Dynamite, and it reminded me a lot of Goldberg's. Do you think he should lean into that resemblance once he's free? The crowd chanting Wardlow helped too. I guess I'm only asking Andy Murray, since Wilborn is biased.
What?
What? Just because I don't like Piggy.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know what the question is here, because he's going to lose to MJF at the pay-per-view, and that'll be it, won't it?
That too good.
Hey, maybe he can have that entrance when he's working at the popcorn stand. Huh?
What, with Bill?
What do you reckon? What do you reckon? To a sort of, security-lined Goldberg SA. He did look mint when the shutters went up last night and he was in the shackles.
And he had his tap off and it was ready to go. Yeah, I think they'll get rid of the security after the pay-per-view. I think they probably should as well. Because it works as kind of like a restraint, and they've been really good for him to just throw around and stuff. But I don't necessarily know if you need it after that. But as far as the overall presentation goes, yeah, absolutely. I like the Goldberg style presentation. It gets people over. Shockingly, in professional wrestling, when you win a lot of matches, you actually look really cool and you get over. Roman Reigns is another example of that, although his template is obviously a bit different. But yeah, continue some Goldbergisms. I would love to see him just murdering people like in 3-minute matches after the pay. Why not? It's good. It works. And he's really over. And everything they're doing with him at the moment is working.
And I'd like to just send a personal message to my best friend, Maxwell, because he struggled initially with those lashes, but that 10th lash really seemed to have a bit of impact. So that's just a lesson to everyone. And if at first you don't succeed, kick someone in the bollocks. So there you go. Angela Dawn gives us our second question of the day, who says, well, you read it. What's the first bit she says there? Greetings, Andy, and King of the Mic, baby. Oh, he's literally taking a day off because of this tomorrow. No! Put it back.
No.
Do you think Sasha and Naomi walking out of... Indestructible, baby. Do you think Sasha and Naomi walking out of Raw will result in more wrestlers following their lead?
It's a really difficult one to think about, isn't it? Because sounds like there's more to the story that's being left on at the moment. But I think that if people are sympathetic to them and they're seeing them standing up to creative, they might feel more inclined to speak up about their characters and their storylines and stuff and go, hey, listen, I'm an independent contractor. You can't force me to do this rubbish if they think something is really bad, as people have done in the past. So perhaps not walking out, but I do think it might embolden people.
Yes,
for sure.
I hope so. I hope it will. And, you know, however you feel about AEW, you can despise them. You can think they're the worst promotion in the world. The fact that they exist, and I know there are other companies, Impact, MLW, Ring of Honor, well, New Japan, etc., etc. The fact that AEW, with the money, the buying power that AEW has, is beneficial for workers, gives them options and gives them leverage, which is what we're talking about here. I hope that I don't see anyone else walk out of a wrestling show, but I like the fact that that's an option now and they don't just have to kowtow to the bosses.
Yeah, having more options for the workers is good for the overall business. It really weirds me out when I see people sitting there going, I hope this company or this company or this one goes out of business. It's like, what are you talking about? Do you all want there to only be one shop in town where everyone is like forced to bend to the whims of the people who own it and operate it because they've got no other choice and they've got no leverage and they've got no choice? It's like, pro-worker, I've said this so many times over the past few years.
People in America know about like corporate consolidation of companies and things like that. Like,
monopolies are pretty bad.
The only good monopoly
is the board game.
It's the board game,
especially
guys.
The Aberdeen version.
Is there an Aberdeen version? Oh, we got to play that. That's definitely getting played. So yeah, I don't know. The only I don't want is people walking out because that doesn't work for me, brother.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be justified.
Sure. Yeah, it's not like Hogan in WCW. Exactly, yeah.
Final question today comes from Sean Acklin. Love to hear from you, as always, Sean. Sean writes, Hookhausen, Orangehausen, Mackiehausen, Janohausen. The possibilities are endless from any promotion from all time. Who would you like to see paired with Danhausen, who is, of course, Venaz, the evil Malad. I want Borathausen.
Oh, God. I'm probably going back to the classic gimmick that was pitched by that great creative mind, Disco Inferno, of Bill Ding, the evil architect. Because then...
I'll give him that. That's great.
Right? Because then you could have Bill Ding, a Hausen.
I was genuinely thinking, sat here going, what like Househausen? How can I get to... And you've done it. You've completed it.
There you go.
I thought you were going to say Gangrel.
Ganghausen.
Brudhausen.
Brudhausen.
Brudhausen sounds like a German bar. Come to Brudhausen.
Oh my God.
I mean, I just... Every option I get when someone says, pick anyone of all time, is Scotty Too Hotty.
He does.
Hottiehausen. Hottiehausen.
Scotty Too Hausen.
But let us know who you'd like to see.
Is there anyone who rhymes with, like, surname rhymes with Hausen? Because it could be
Mousehausen.
Mousehausen.
Mighty Mousehausen.
Pack.
Yeah, exactly.
Mighty Mousen. Gee whiz.
Let us know your best reference in the comments. And, yeah. I was going to say we can mention them tomorrow, but we all know what tomorrow is.
Do
you know what Andy's doing tomorrow? He's going to see a crocodile. That's why he's not on the news tomorrow.
I'm
going to
see a crocodile. And Hook, I've had enough of you.
By the way, speaking of which, I'm just going to give you, I'm not going to show you. You have to stick around for tomorrow's news. This, Andy, is going to be on tomorrow's news. And it's a bit of a difference, a bit of a change. But you have to watch tomorrow news to see what we're talking about there. Yeah. Let's move on to today's and finally. And this tweet I saw.
I will not be responsible for this. I'm not here. But by the way, send him rubbish questions.
Yes, tweet later, but send me the not serious questions, the very good questions to say.
Garbage.
Bollocks, I want.
Yeah, unrepentant nonsense.
Yes. Let's move on to today's and finally, though. And I'm going to butcher his name. The guy who faced Hangman Page on Dynamite last night.
Takeshita.
I'm so glad if you're here. Soup! Mr. Soup!
If you want to sound really cool and in the know, call him Soup.
Do you know what his college graduation thesis was about, Andy Murray? Apparently, according to this tweet, it was about the German suplex. I don't know this guy. He was introduced facing Jay Lethal a few weeks back. I thought the match last night with Hangman Page was a vast improvement on that. And now, finding that out, I'd love to know, did anyone do any more, like, college work around wrestling? A mate of mine wrote his thesis about theatre and radio, because we were radio presenters at the time. But did you do anything in college, in uni? I don't know why I said that like that. About wrestling, because writing a thesis about the German suplex.
Bravo.
Spectacular.
And now it's a key component of his arsenal.
It is indeed.
I actually wrote mine on the headlock. It lasted 49 pages and it went nowhere. So...
Let's know your thoughts on that. All today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Daddy Boys sitting down to review AEW Dynamite a little bit later on today. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
Follow me at Andy H. Murray, and the H today stands for H. You know what sucks ass?
What?
Breakfast cereal, soup, and Megabus.
There's a war developing all in this office between him
terrible,
and
terrible, especially... Megabus.
You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE.
It only costs £1, but you will feel like you've aged about 15 minutes of your life after 15 years of your life after you get off.
Yeah, fair point.
Is that worth it for £1?
Thanks for watching. I'll see you soon.
Benjamin Button was onto something.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince.
Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.